Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of The Wind in the Willows. First off, I have to say that if you're looking for a family musical this summer, there's plenty to please the kids in this new adaptation of Kenneth Grahame's timeless tale by Downton Abbey writer Julian Fellowes, with a score by Stiles and Drew. It's colourful, knockabout at times, and with a larger-than-life central character in Rufus Hound's Mr. Toad. But adults wanting something to convey in music and dance the pastoral atmosphere, gentle humour and charm of the book might feel a little short-changed, because across its 2.5 hours it only occasionally captivates and often sags. The show is at the London Palladium just until September, but it doesn't have the look of a stopgap filler production. The money's certainly up there on the stage in terms of sets, costumes and mechanics, including a very impressive steam locomotive. While the cast, as expected, work their socks off, though, it's in the script that the show is found wanting. Too many scenes go on too long, feel like padding, and as a result give proceedings a rather faltering aspect. Fellowes introduces a Mrs. Otter, played by Denise Welsh, whose daughter is kidnapped by the Stoats and Weasels, but it's a half-hearted attempt to inject a note of jeopardy and doesn't generate the excitement that it should. There are pluses, though. Craig Mather is a sweet mole, and the ever-reliable Simon Lipkin is terrific as Rat, playing things with a deadpan humour and nice sideways glances to the audience, while Gary Wilmot brings a certain gravitas to Mr. Badger. As I mentioned, Rufus Hound, as the irrepressible Mr. Toad, throws himself into the role with abandon, but I personally found him a little charmless, and a shift in his character arc that differs from the book doesn't help matters. The score by Stiles and Drew is functional rather than outstanding, with only a few hummable songs that stay with you. But there are some nice witty lyrics, especially during a family of hedgehogs trying to cross the road. It's actually the villains that get the best tunes, and We're Taking Over the House, performed by a terrific Neil McDermott as the Chief Weasel and his gang, gives the show a much-needed shot of energy. The Wind in the Willows is at the London Palladium until the 9th of September and is listed as being suitable for age 6 and above. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.